This is so exciting about this.
This might be our most exciting podcast since we started.
I mean, you are a celebrity.
Thank you, but let's talk.
Okay.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I've heard
two of the biggest celebrities in Portland who aren't wearing Trailblazer jerseys.
Right, exactly. This is...
We're so lucky to have with us today... both, not only Helen Raptus, who's been kind enough to join us before, but also Darcel, a Portland icon.
Oh my God.
And legend.
The Darcel.
Institution. That's where they lock people up.
Institution.
No, you're not an institution. You're a Portland treasure. And we're so excited. Thank you for making your beautiful club available to us today.
You're more than welcome.
And we've had, and Helen, you are just a gem for coming along. And,
oh, this
and
is fun.
You guys are dear friends.
I've been here many times.
She gets up at 2 a.m. and has to go to work. That's okay. We'll
you both are dear friends, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've known each other. How long have you known Helen?
He
looks at her now.
The first time you were in Northwest with me. Do you remember the first time?
No, what was the first time?
So you were promoting your New Year's Eve brunch.
Oh, and I made quiche.
You made a quiche.
And I decided that you... don't know how to cook.
Then you were correct.
It was so funny. And, you know, I brought one, you know, finished. And so I put it in the oven. And then I opened the oven and brought it out. That's not right. I got a whole... It's hot in the oven.
Oh, it's hot.
It wasn't in the oven.
No.
It wasn't
hot. No, no.
It was all phony.
Of course.
And I was putting stuff in the thing and stirring. And she said... what's that? And I said, well, that's probably bacon soda. Well, but that's for indigestion. I said, okay, Helen, thank you.
And I know.
He put the salt in the recipe using one of his fingernails, because that's how you put salt in the recipe.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
I had longer nails then.
Well, yeah. I think that's so fun. Keep
that's
going.
Okay. It's just...
no.
It's a pleasure. The last time I was on was about 10 years ago. And
10 years ago, that's not true.
No.
It was Helen's 20th anniversary.
Well, I was going to say 20th birthday?
No, 20th anniversary. 20th
yeah. So you and Dave, was Dave on then too with you?
That just means he was making fun of me.
I was just you.
20th anniversary, 10 years ago. No, it was just last year.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't hardly any time.
And completely surprised me.
Yeah, we were hiding. Poison and I were dragged without a cake, and we're hiding. We're hiding in the behind anything that would be wide enough to cover us.
It's kind of hard to hide two drag queens.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Tall.
Especially when everybody
you don't sneak anywhere.
Everybody's so excited. Yeah.
It was fun though. We had a good time, and we did surprise
you. Completely surprised me. I didn't
and
know what to
all
say.
They could talk about was my shoes. That's all you talked about.
Because you weren't wearing heels, and we're just
not
used to that.
No, I was wearing.
You know, even beautiful drag queens have to be sensible at times.
There is a time, and so what I did, they were my Vans.
Yeah.
And then I
your Vans.
My Vans shoes, and then I covered them with fabric. So that they're sparkly or
of course.
Red or...
Because, you know, he's quite the seamstress.
Well, I'm sure she is. Yeah. Do you have a... we're going to get into that because I really want to know.
What do you want to know?
We were asking about... we went downstairs to see your costumes.
Yes, a lot of them.
And we'll post some pictures, you guys. That is the tour. I mean, that is the tour.
Yeah,
that
it's
is what you, better than the underground.
It's it is better than the underground.
Much better
there's
than the
there's much more fun down there for
it's
sure.
It's the sparkliest vault you've ever seen.
The making costumes, I had not a clue as how to sew, and it was like 52 years ago, And you didn't just walk into a store and say, I'm a size 22, 28 or something, and and get something that's
off the rack,
glitzy.
Yeah.
So we had to make our own.
Yeah.
So this is true. I bought some fabric that was glitzy for the time.
Right.
And I laid it on the floor, and I cut it out. This looks like a coat, you know, mm-hmm. with the sleeves on the side, and just a flat cut it out two pieces. Mm-hmm. And the fabric was expensive at the time; it was about $30-some a yard. And my partner Roxy said, "That stuff is expensive. You just spent $80 for that. And what are you doing?" And I said, "I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to do it."
And you have become an incredible.
And I sewed it together. And it was a dress.
Of course.
And I made everything you wear. So.
Yeah, I made a dress every week to build a wardrobe.
and there is a wardrobe.
It's going to be in the Oregon Historical Society.
Oh, it should be.
Yes,
right?
The that's why I can't show you the beaded ones, because we used to have to bugle bead them.
One bead
at a time, and I'm not tiny. So that's a lot of fabric.
Well, you're tall, and that's the other thing.
You're tall.
You're
so kind.
Well, I was standing next to one of these dresses, and the length of the dress is a foot over my head. Also, you've had some very tall people to sew for.
Most of those that you sewed next to were mine, my dear. But thank you.
And you're not. I'm impressed by the little stairs that you have to go up and down, even when you were wearing heels. Holy mother of God.
Well, let me share this with you. I don't go down the front stairs anymore because there's no railing.
No.
But I go down the side.
Well, of course. I was watching the videos. I've been watching videos for 3 days.
We put a railing in front of our house, and I don't go down the middle of them.
No way. Oh, I know. Well, those days are gone. It's like, come on, I'm 88 years old. And,
oh, my gosh.
And you're walking down the stairs is not the easiest thing in the world to do.
Right.
And I'm not just blowing smoke. I would never have guessed that. I actually had to look it up because I went, no.
You looked it up?
I didn't believe it. You just, well, you're so active.
If we'd had time, I'd show you my scars and...
Oldest working drag queen in the world.
That's right.
In the world.
And
in
working
the
world. Is the actual. Right. That's the word, right? Working. Yeah. And he works every night.
And didn't you go to London to meet with.
I went to London. We went to Brighton.
For the season?
It's kind of like San Francisco. It's very, it's very happy. And.
very happy.
And we went, and then she was there, surprised her, and she's 85.
Yeah.
She's a youngster. And we did a little show together, impromptu show, and I took Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh.
They had never seen anybody do Rhinestone Cowboy in the British Isles.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen his routine, the Rhinestone Cowboy? Right, because
I watched. Yeah,
right.
I saw it on video. It's
chaps.
On video,
right.
Isn't it? You have it on the YouTube.
Oh,
I think it's
probably everywhere. Is that,
I watched it. Yes, it's great.
It
and the
point,
the buttocks hangs out of the chaps.
It was so much fun.
It's so cute.
And it was really fun in a little bar, and
so Her Majesty
we had
saw
tea
that.
Together first.
Well, this is the the queen, the drag queen of England. Right?
Oh,
yes.
The drag queen.
Like the lead drag queen. I can't remember her name,
but she's
the lead drag queen of England.
Yeah.
How
she
exciting.
Wanted to meet with you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was fun.
Oh, how fun. Yeah. Well, what I was laughing, I was going over, I'm going to keep talking, so I just jump in. But
I will.
I was going over my notes today, and Helen sent us all this wonderful information on what, you know, all the upcoming things, which we're going to get into, because you have some great things happening. But one of the things that made me laugh out loud was, this is finally you are going to become an honorary Rosarian for Portland, Oregon.
Right.
I'm thinking, Jesus God.
Don't you dare giggle at that. I'm so proud of
I
that.
Think
I
that's,
it's about time.
I know, but these guys have been dressing in drag for years. How long did it take them to finally find the queen? I mean, oh my God.
One more ice cream looking suit.
Bless Do you heart. Have to wear the white?
No. I'm not. No. I'm only an honorary knighted.
Well, you've been the grand
really
master.
I
think it's exciting.
Then there's lunch afterwards. to see all the old queens.
Yeah.
I mean, no, the queens of Rosario.
Right.
You know, the part I'm curious about, too, is that when you first opened this as a drag club, was there resistance in the Portland business community?
There was
community?
No resistance. I mean, we never, well, especially with the authorities, you know.
Right.
Not
right.
Like New York when they had the residence of.
Stonewall. Yeah.
Yeah, Stonewall. It was not, no, we had nothing like that.
Oh,
but
wonderful.
Remind us what year this was, too.
Oh, 62.
62.
Mm. We got ready here and then washed our face and went out looking like gentlemen.
They regular civilians. Yeah.
That we just, it was unsafe.
Oh, yes.
Because
right.
we
1962.
Hadn't, conditioned the Portland area that
right.
It's okay.
Well, you were in the service as well.
Military.
You were in the military?
Right.
Two years or?
Yeah, 2.5 years.
Were you in Korea?
Actually, I wasn't in Korea, but I can say I'm a Korean because a vet because it's the same time.
Right. Well, no, that's, no, yeah. That's fine.
You're in the service?
I mean,
I really liked the military.
Did you like
I was really.
What about that?
I was still, still with my family,
mm-hmm.
and no children then. It was right.
Right, you were young. You were a young man.
Yeah, I was 20 when I went.
Yeah.
And but I had a good time. I loved the feeling of it. I mean, it was exciting.
Now.
I was a sharpshooter. I never picked up a rifle in my entire life.
Wow.
And
yeah.
I haven't since then.
But
it was fun, you know.
Wow.
And not to mention
well,
the
you grew up in
right?
Linton.
And, oh, and I went to signal school, so we had to climb telephone poles.
Yeah, to
put string wire, and with the cleats.
Yeah.
And then we played basketball up above, so you'd let go.
Wow.
And I didn't mind that at all. Oh, no, that was just
so high heels were not a big deal for you later on.
No, not that. So when it came time for high heels,
just put a cramp on.
I didn't have to. Yeah, I didn't have to hold on to anything.
No, that's so funny.
That is
you can deal with crampons. You can put on a pair of heels, baby.
I loved it. I loved the. I liked the fact that I worked then in the office, headquarters.
Yeah.
So, I took care of. Whatever company I took care of, I had to live with them, which was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they were really nice to me because I handled their records. And if they got weekend passes, they had to go through me.
Oh, so everybody liked
you.
They were going to treat you well.
And I went a lot of weekend passes, but we worked for each other. So the ones that worked in the office. So I came home with a really nice nest egg of money for never taking any time off.
Oh,
that's great.
Now that I'm going to prison for it.
No. Go ahead.
Yep, yeah.
I think we got that solved.
From the military.
Uh-huh. Came back from the military.
Actually, I got married. I got married when I was 20. And in May, by September of that year, I was in basic training in San Luis Obispo.
Right.
I drafted really quick. So when I came back, you know, then I worked at Fred Meyer, and I managed a store every now and then, and I go here and there another place.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided, wait a minute, this is not going to be for me. I want to be my own thing. So I opened up Portland's first coffee house.
Right.
We had the very first espresso machine north of San Francisco.
Wow.
And
see what you did?
If I had kept it would have been Darcel Buck by now, you know.
Darcel Bucks.
I opened up an after hours jazz club. No booze.
Because you said, this coffee thing's never going to catch on.
this coffee thing. No, and I charge 50 cents a cup.
50 cents.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
oh, my God.
And they complained, but then they never got any refunds either. You know,
right.
50 cents a cup.
Oh, wow.
But I had a machine that I could make. I made cappuccino the whole venue.
Wow. Yeah.
That's so.
And we had, we had pizzas and sandwiches, and then I had opened an ice cream parlor, and when I opened the ice cream parlor, the people at Fred Meyer fired me because I was in competition with Eve's Kitchen.
Oh, for God's sake.
But my mother used to really stay on because it's vacation time.
Oh, sure.
And so 2 years later, I called to see how much vacation time I had, and the gal said, "You don't work here."
Oh.
I said, "Well, I've been getting a check every week, and I..." I work 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Until about 3, order clerk, and then I would open up the my espresso place at 6 in the evening and work till 1 o'clock and then do the whole thing over.
Wow.
Well, I bet the students love coming down there.
Because I had 2 children.
Yeah.
By then I had 2 children. And, you know, nobody's really sure that it's going to work except for me.
Yeah.
So. So we want to.
Am I ahead of myself?
No, no. Art's son is here, and we were talking about. I watched a beautiful video of you this morning about when you did your one-person show. Remind me. I'm sorry, my brain just went. Your book is called the.
Call Me Darcel.
Just Call Me Darcel, and then from that. You and Sharon Knorr, who was your author.
We did the one-man show first.
Okay.
That took about 2 years, and then there was obviously a book in it.
Right. Mm-hmm. One of the things in this clip that I watched that this touched me is that you talked about telling your truth and how you had to take that leap of faith and be yourself. And you've influenced so many people that I just, you know, and you're being honored finally in many ways.
I had to stop lying to the woman I loved.
Right.
And still love.
Yeah.
And I had to take I had to stop and tell, open to the world that I was queer. I'm not Walter Cole, the family man. I'm queer, but I met my friend Roxy, who just passed away.
Your partner, right?
Mm-hmm. Partner. And had I not stopped and said, "Wait a minute, you've got to tell the truth," and had I not met Roxy, there wouldn't be a Darcel today.
Right.
And the courage that it must have taken. At that time.
The what?
The courage that must have required.
It was a matter of I'm not a cheat and I'm not a liar and I'm not, right. and I was cheating and lying and right. it was digging into me.
Right, sure. You can feel it in your gut.
And when you came out, it was so underground. It was, everybody knew that this lifestyle existed, but it wasn't talked about.
It was so underground that we had 14 gay bars.
secret
game. Now we're lucky now we have
right.
two. And that's because, of course,
well, because the LBG,
yeah,
they've come.
It was still, yeah, it was, especially we our clientele were lesbians, because my gay friends wouldn't come across Burnside because this was Skid Row,
right?
And
yeah,
and so we put the show on for them, because that kept him from fighting. and I even when I and it doesn't matter where I when I'm do it's classes or wherever I speak, I say, well, you know, now we have lesbians. They were dykes then. And I had to take all my pictures of glass and turn them into plastic. Pictures.
Just so no one get hurt.
And tuna fish cans for ashtrays, because they make less of a mark when it was thrown across the room. Whoa. It's true.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I learned how to control a crowd at that time.
You still control a crowd. If there's, you guys brought up heckling the other day in your
podcast, yeah.
And when anybody heckles and Darcelle's on stage, you tell them what for, and then you don't put up with it.
First of all, I try to take them a different direction.
Right.
And it doesn't work. I'm the one with the microphone. I'm the one with the people behind me because they came in here. And, you know, the hell with you.
Yeah.
Well, and the tricky thing with hecklers I've found is not being too angry or coming down too hard so where it takes the fun out of the room.
Because it stops the machine from laughing.
Right.
However, I really, it's very rare that I really have anybody that I really have to pin.
Anymore. I'm sure
they might make a comment that's kind of funny, and I try to make it turn into funny.
Yeah.
I'm sure people watch at the door as people come in. Watch who comes in really drunk too.
Well, because that's drunk usually doesn't. Drunk is all right because they're drunk. They're just
Isn't it the bachelorette parties that are the
most? Oh, bachelorette parties.
More fun.
I feel like I'm always hearing you say, now, calm down. You're going to get married later.
Settle down,
ladies.
Don't make a ruckus.
Don't make a ruckus. I've never used that.
Leave the little jumping dicks on the table off. Turn those off.
No purple dicks in your hair.
No.
When they light up, it scares me. I said, if mine did that, I'd be in an emergency room. But my bachelorettes are they come from all over. It's amazing. We have a weekend, and we've got three or four bachelorettes coming down from Seattle. Well, Seattle's a big city. There's got to be something happening there.
Yeah, you think. Right.
But I don't think there is. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
I'm just going to aim it where I am.
You've had so many pageants and so many. I have friends. I have a friend, Tom Enyart, who was...
Oh, yes.
Tom was worked with you and was a drag queen.
Yes, I know.
For a long time and dear friend.
Yeah.
So you this Nick coming week.
He's Elsa Daniels now.
Is he?
Is his other name.
Elsa Daniels, that's right. So I couldn't remember it. Thank you for reminding me.
I'll help.
Yes, you will. You're flying back to New York in about a week.
Yes.
And tell us about that.
Well, last Labor Day weekend, the Wigstock. Now, Wigstock was a very wild and wonderful thing done about 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they brought it back, and so they called me to come and do a number, and so. Mitchell, who works here for me, and I went. It is now Labor Day weekend. It's when we have our La Femme Magnifique on Sunday.
Right.
So we flew in Saturday morning, and we did the wig stuff, and flew out immediately after that. We got to the airport. We didn't miss our plane, so we got here in the middle of the night. So we were gone for 26 hours, and 10 of that hours.
In the air.
Yeah.
But
it was well worth it because it was fun. And now they've got it put together, and it's going to be on HBO this summer.
Yeah, Neil Patrick Harris has directed it and produced it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a documentary.
We're going to Tribeca. Is it Tribeca?
Tribeca Film Festival. Yeah.
Big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah.
It's huge.
So
because you're a big deal.
Oh, well.
You are.
Yeah, well, I'll be a little fish in a pond or something. No, they'll know I was there because I'm sure I told you I had this big, tall wig on. And I
call it the Virginia Graham wig.
No. It's built by Viagra.
It's beautiful.
Just not blue.
Yeah. And the wind took it and... several times I put my hand up and held the bangs for a while because there was the wind took it and
flew right off,
rolled across the stage, and the audience went stark raving mad.
Oh,
So I thought, well, I think I've made it now. You know,
well, you certainly
you were on the roof of a building, right, in
yes,
New York?
Yes, and we're on we were taller than the Brooklyn Bridge, so that
oh
was
God.
High.
Yeah, that's
you
how,
could
yeah.
see a little bit of the Brooklyn Bridge yeah. behind me. And
and they filmed all this?
Oh, yeah, they were filming
and
the
it's
whole
on,
thing.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely... A hoot and a holler.
Oh, that's so great.
Now, I know that will be in it. Yeah. Whether they liked anything else I did, never mind. But that's
oh, I'm sure they
it.
Did. I'm sure
so
they
funny.
Did.
And sure we had a car waiting, and I washed my face, and we were at the airport.
Perfect.
And flew home.
Well, that was too fast. New York needs you.
No, you know what? I've been in New York that 3 days in New York is enough.
Yeah.
It's enough.
And didn't you, for your birthday, do the zip line in Vegas?
Yes.
Across Fremont Street?
Yes.
Now, what birthday was this?
The last one, 88.
Get out!
Now, we went down for my 85th, I think. About 20 people traveled. We were down 80, and I looked at that. We were there, and I said, "I want to go do it," but it was closed for some reason. They were said, "Well, I'll do it when next time we come down for my birthday." And I kept talking about it. And I don't get on a chair, let alone
a zip line.
Seven stories up, and let myself hang out of a
not without
wire.
A crampon, not without your crampons.
No, whatever. And said I was so excited because I said I was going to do it, and they put it on, and my granddaughter went. She flew with us, and a couple of friends.
Right.
Mitchell flew through the other lines, you know. And I said, "Hurry up! Open the gate! Open the gate!" Well, they opened the gate, and I stepped off that into nowhere.
Oh,
but it was wonderful. I got off. I was so excited. And I was in drag, by the way.
I was next question.
Yes.
There has to be some YouTube
Why
footage
would
of
you
this,
bother
right?
to do
oh,
it?
Unless you were in drag.
Unless you're in drag.
Honest to God.
So,
I had to know.
So I'm smart enough to know that, I blew a wig off last time I was in New York. Then
oh, yeah. Uh-huh. How did you keep the wig on?
Oh, I put an elastic strap across the chin. And I didn't bother to even make it with makeup on it. I just let it be.
Oh,
white,
sure, of course.
White elastic.
Okay. And that is hysterical.
And I wore jeans and a big blousy kind of top, so that, uh-huh. and then of course my face. And
that is so
sure
fun.
Enough, here we are flying down. They've got pictures of me flying down with a wig on and.
I have to see this.
I'm sure you go out in Vegas in drag. I mean, you can't go to Vegas and not go out in drag.
We've done shows there.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't, no, wait now. I don't do drag unless I'm invited.
Well, oh, okay.
Even to cities like that.
Okay.
If I have a gig, then I
you're in drag.
Yeah. I do drag. If I never go to a club uninvited in drag.
Right.
Because somebody else. It's their show or
oh,
their
right.
situation.
Yeah, there used to be a
it's
show.
It's like you don't wear white to a wedding. You don't show up in drag.
There was a show in right. Tacoma for a while.
You just don't do it. So
remember that?
No, and in fact, with the Rosarians, I texted Holly, the assistant, and I said, "What do you want? Do you want Walter or do you want Darcel?" And she was very gracious. She said, "It's 100% up to you. Both Walter and Darcel would be warmly welcome."
Isn't that sweet?
Isn't that
well,
nice?
That's
yeah.
lovely.
So I'm doing a mixture.
How do you
sort
do
a
mixture?
A hybrid.
You're not wearing the chaps, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, that would end my career, I think. No, I'm.
I'm calling
I'm wearing
K2 News
a
at this moment.
Absolutely.
Gold, brocaded. Rose's jacket.
Oh, Jack. Okay, nice.
That Roxy, I made for him, and I made a dress to match. And I covered Vans
with
the same fabric.
Uh-huh.
So I'm wearing that jacket with a rhinestone instead of a tie.
Oh, nice.
And
well, that's pretty
sounds
good.
It
yeah.
sounds tasteful.
And so they're going to know it's Darcel.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And will you do hair and makeup?
No. No makeup, no hair.
Okay, well. I think that's lovely. I think it's
and
a
that
great
way.
Idea.
It's both.
Yeah, they get a little. Yeah. They get a little everything.
And like I said, and there will be no question.
They'll know it's you.
Oh, at least they know I'm happy.
Right.
Now, June 22nd, the Gay Men's Chorus is honoring you.
I know.
This is so exciting.
I know, and they're doing Broadway music or musicals. And all I got was, would you do it? I said, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And it's the end of the first act, and they're going to do Hello, Dolly, but it's going to be Hello, Darcel.
Well, yeah.
Which is kind of nice.
Are there any other lyrics they're going
to
change?
Or? Oh, no. I don't know. They don't really have to. And I think her part was really small, where all she did was find me an empty lap, fellas. Darcel, never go away again.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
And then the one I'm really curious about is the musical. This
yes.
is something I really want to see. This is September, is that right?
Yeah.
The musical?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the musical, That's No Lady.
That's
Darcel.
And original music.
Original music.
The names are unbelievable.
Who of Portland musicians, by the way?
There's 14 new songs, and they're all put together by Storm Large did one.
Wow.
And
Tom Grant
local
wrote
groups,
some of the
local
music.
People.
Yeah.
Marvin Randy Ross.
Tom Grant. It's, yeah.
And director Don Horn put
and
it
yeah.
together. Right?
Actually, no, there's, yeah, he, yeah, he's the book. He did the book, but he's not. There's a director coming in, and we have an actor from New York that's going to play my part.
That's great.
Oh, wow. And, I got to see this. It opens September 19th at the PSU Lincoln Performance
Hall.
See,
I went to Lincoln High School, so that's
it's nice.
That's why it's there. By the way, you've left that out. I went.
Right.
I was part of the celebration for 150 years of Lincoln High School.
That's amazing.
Wow.
150 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who all was there with you?
Half the school, half the world.
No, but I mean, there are some other celebrities from Lincoln.
Wasn't Matt Groening from Lincoln?
Yeah,
Matt Groening.
And he's going to write us, for my book, he's going to write a little something on the back, you know, talk about how nice the book is and all that. And he said, aww. I'm going to do a caricature of him.
Really?
You are a character.
Wow!
That'll be easy, and I'll do a character.
Now,
he came over the table at the gala, and he was really, really sweet.
Oh, that's great.
Mom,
really nice.
I want to address something. You brought it up earlier, and since we're talking about high school, you're often asked to talk to, speak at schools about tolerance and your lifestyle and your life as you've
yes.
lived it.
Yes.
What, you know, this is such an interesting, one of the reasons you said earlier there's only 3 gay bars in town, and it's because
now.
But do you think because everything else is so much more open?
We go anywhere now.
Every
bar
is a gay bar.
That's what I mean.
If you go in, they're happy to see you.
And
you
what do you tell these kids, especially kids that come up and that
I talk about, especially because the kids, some of them are, they're gay, or they think they're not,
or they're trans,
or they're fighting with their own self inside, and which is sad, I only answer their questions. I don't give them, you know, advice
as such.
Right.
But I said, be who you want to be. Do what will make you happy.
And you should go to Utah.
No, there's, you don't have to go that far.
I know.
Like Springfield, Oregon.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, it's warm because they thank me later on. I've had people thank me later on.
I bet the kids
and
love
you. I have
you.
To tell you a really quick story. I got a phone call about 20 years ago, and a lady said, I found women's underwear in my husband's glove compartment.
Oh.
And he said it was his.
Huh.
And I said, yes. And she said, I don't know what to do. I said, well, he's probably very straight. She said, he seems to be. And he probably, if you will let him dress in the privacy of your home or where it's not going to bother anybody or hurt anybody in your family,
right,
you'll have a husband that'll be true to you forever. Well, about 15 years later, she called. I can't hardly get through it without a tear. Oh. About 15 years later, she called. And she said, Darcel, thank you very much. She said, we now have 3 children, mm-hmm. and my husband dresses at home. She said, thank you, you saved my life, because he was fine, but I didn't know how to handle it. And she said, as a matter of fact, Darcel, we have matching nightgowns.
That's so great.
Oh, wow.
That's so great.
I know that took care of that.
But that's such a great story.
I was sobbing when she was
right.
telling me.
Oh, of course.
So
right.
Lovely.
See, look at this. It's been a long time, and I still.
Well, that's a really sweet, touching
yeah.
story. It
yeah.
really is.
She said, we have matching nightgowns.
You've got a coloring book.
Yes.
I don't have a coloring book.
I should have brought us.
None of us have a coloring book. You've got
You've got a coloring book. And it was designed in 72, but it's now.
It's all the people that were in my court when I was empress in 73.
Is that right?
And it's all sketched and caricatures of people.
Oh, that's
and
great.
And a few of them are still alive. We had to ask them if we could use their name
right.
and stuff. And so we've pictures of everybody except one we couldn't find a picture of and who they are and a story about them in the back of the coloring book. But the front of the coloring book is
you're going to have to build on just for your merch.
So actually,
second wing.
I don't know. It's really fun. Mm-hmm. I think I was talking to Don, and I think we should have, like, you know, Crayolas in the one box, the little box.
Oh, yeah.
Attached somehow to it.
I think that's a great idea, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be very fun. I want one. I'm going to buy one. I think they're great.
Then my book will be out then, too.
Is it coming out the same? And that remind us, now I see the Many Shades of Being Darcel, or is that, that's not, that's.
The
You have
through
a you have
the
many ourselves.
Shades is the costumes at Oregon.
Yes, so
that's
but you
and
have
they're
two
keep
books
that up till into November.
That's amazing.
October into November.
That's history.
That is history.
That's Oregon history.
Oh my gosh.
That's so fabulous. But is this a second book that you've done or just
yes?
One? Okay, what is the name of that one then?
The first one is Just Call Me Darcel.
Right.
And the reason it was that is because people would go up to Roxy and say, if I was out of drag, they'd say, what do we call him or
right?
And I would tell them, just call me Darcel. Took a lot of money,
right.
a lot of time, and balls to be Darcel.
It did.
So I'm very
just
proud.
You've earned it.
And the new book is called Darcel Looking from My Mirror.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we can get that on Amazon, right?
When
it comes out
yeah.
and
it'll
on
be
Amazon.
Everywhere again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
I bet you'll be on AM Northwest.
It's also
you
700
it.
pages.
If I can drag him to be on my show.
Oh, well, I'll make another quiche.
Yeah, please do.
After that, I stopped doing him New Year's Eve.
Isn't that funny?
I just
It's a lot of work. You went through a lot of work.
I couldn't handle it.
Have you ever counted how many shows you've done?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we used to do, when we started, we did every night.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But it wasn't like...
7 days a week?
No, we maybe took a Sunday. But the point is we had to keep our ladies excited and you know, something to do. And Tina Sandell and Roxy and I on a 4x8, this is one of the tables, as a matter of fact, right back there.
Mm-hmm.
And We used a sound system, was a home stereo, and our lighting was a slide machine, slides
right,
projector,
yeah,
which nobody knows what they are now anyway.
Yeah.
But
right, yeah.
And if you tipped it, the door would burn out. So, and we didn't have an operator, just anybody that was in the tavern could run it for us. Sure. Yeah. And then by the time we got more people and built a real stage and stuff, then we did Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Oh my God.
But we did 3 shows a night.
No.
On the weekends or just every night?
Three shows a night. On Thursday and Friday and Saturday. 3 shows.
Oh my gosh.
Because we were open until 2:30.
Wow.
And it was
show.
Like somebody beat you with a 2x4
yeah,
by the time you do that. So then that's when we put in this the male dancers.
You needed, because...
Because by then the audience changed.
Right.
And
right.
Then it became...
A lot of straight women came.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, a lot of... Because that's when Susan Stanley for Willamette Week wrote a story.
Right.
About the best-kept secret in Portland. Bless her heart.
Well, I tell you, I was just in Helen Bernhardt's today at buying a little something for you, and I said, put Darcel's name on it, and they got so excited. They were like, oh, are you going to see Darcel? And I said, yes. I said, we're going to go interview him. And they went, oh, my God, we're going next week. I can't wait. And she says, this is
so
my first time.
It's wonderful.
And she was a kid. She was you know, purple hair, blue hair, green hair, tattoos, probably all of 23 years old. And, you know, getting up, working at Helen Bernhardt's, getting there by, 4 o'clock in the morning. And she says, I have been waiting for this so long. I am so excited. I said, oh, well, you're going to have the absolute best time you'll ever have. So, and they were just like, oh. She goes, sweet. I'll put pink on it. Is pink okay? I said, yes. Pink is
know.
Perfect.
I'll have to make a call.
Just so excited.
Oh, what's your pronoun?
What's your
pronoun?
Oh,
yeah, the
right.
Pronoun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't have that.
No, I don't either.
You
hate
can call
it.
Me whatever.
Yeah, that's what I say. Take a look.
Well,
your call.
So it was whatever.
Yeah.
And I have been called on the carpet several times for, like, I have insulted somebody and I had no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah.
And I do watch myself now when I'm talking to kids that, identify differently.
And because they want to
identify that differently.
They want to bring awareness to it. At
that's
least.
Exactly what they're doing.
Well, that's fine, but
and that's
but,
good.
But,
it's just a learning curve.
There's a way to say it without bothering with that. For,
right.
And I feel like I'm going to offend somebody if I leave an initial LGBTQ. Am I leaving one out?
Yes, you are. At the end, there's an X and all kinds of things out.
Because I can't remember my own license plate when I'm checking into a hotel.
You know what?
It's getting harder. Just please.
That's what I put down. I put that down, too.
All these years, those initials that never meant diddly to me.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want to. I don't even. I can't say them. I don't know them.
But
I don't remember
right,
them.
Exactly.
Right, it's
but
not out of disrespect.
I don't use them.
And I right. think that speaks to the fact that you've approached everybody with the same respect, no matter what.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's just.
But if you're so tied in up in what you do that you have to be reminded of it all the time, like transgender and all that. Come on,
I think that comes with age. I think that
be
comes
who
with
you are. And then you will not have a problem.
Right. I think that's becoming, I think as you grow older, as they grow older and they have more interests and they have other interests.
I grow older, don't grow much older.
Well, no, that's, well, but I'm just saying, I think it is bringing awareness, but it's also, you have to, when you're speaking to people of age, you have to also go, okay, I'm not going to make them uncomfortable by putting them on the park card.
I get letters, and it's Ms. or something, and then they're bound to the pronoun of whatever they list, and the pronoun is...
She, her.
It's a real woman.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
don't get it. I don't get it.
It's easily...
And it's okay. And it's, it's absolutely okay. So You got a big year coming up, Darcel. This is a, I mean, you're going huge into fall.
You're kidding, everything's
huge.
Happening.
This is
well,
huge.
You know, it's your been happening now for a year.
Yeah.
All these wonderful, these marvelous marvelous happenings. And I'm one of the things I really am really sorry for that I can't share it with Roxy.
Yeah.
That's the.
I'm sorry. Right. And you guys were together how many years?
47.
Oh, my God.
47, yeah.
That's
wonderful that you incorporated one of the outfits into your one you're wearing to New York. Did I understand that right?
No, oh, yeah.
That you made for him.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And also that's the nice Rosarian. Also he's wearing his Rosarian
jacket. Yeah, for a tribute. Yeah.
Well, no, you know, yes.
I just think that, you know, the fact that speaks to so many people about commitment and about, you know, there is that one person.
Years.
That speaks to your heart, you know, and you're lucky you had a lovely wife and you have lovely children and grandchildren.
She's still lovely
and grandchildren.
I see them all the time, and I have a great granddaughter now.
I think that's just amazing and
the
wonderful.
Lady who is just the pride of the world.
Well, wait till she sees the wigs,
so
honey.
She's very beautiful. She's very beautiful. She's very smart.
It's so exciting.
And all your family members just adore you.
Yes.
Every
yes,
birthday yeah. that I've come to celebrate with you, they're all here.
Absolutely.
The
absolutely.
Granddaughters. Yeah.
Which is a treat, too.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen.
That's okay.
That doesn't happen to a lot of people that are gay. That
no.
No.
Right.
Family
just. And they're gonna grow up understanding about honesty and integrity.
Exactly. And tolerance, immediately a tolerant.
There, a couple of my aunts, you know, were when they found out they don't come near me and all that stuff. Fine, I won't come near you. I don't need you anyway.
Right.
I had my immediate family and
your dear friends
still do.
That became Well, there's just so many other things. I just don't. We don't have much time. Where are we? Are we okay?
We should probably wind it down.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you how much we appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I think this is fun. It's like a panel thing, at the, and I have to keep thinking, remembering. which I'm doing pretty good.
Well, because you have so much going on this year, it's hard to keep track of everything.
Well, what I have is a things that have to be written down and. You know,
you're not alone.
You
know, thank you for both of you. Thank Helen
definitely.
For coming and
this
and,
was fun.
And enjoy. And we wanted to, well, we went through Helen because I didn't know how to approach you, and so, but I knew that she was your dear friend.
That happens to me all the time. It's like, hello, just
I know.
Dial me up.
Well, it was either that or I was going to call Wendy Westerwell. And but Helen knows us. And she's of course has been on the podcast several different times. Well, at least once with us. But you know, and we adore her. So thank you both.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what
thank
a fun
you,
time.
Helen.
Thanks a lot.
Well, thank you, Darcel.
And my book will out be pretty soon. And
we're gonna run this by. We're gonna do a plug for all this
on our Facebook page. Yeah.
And we're gonna plug it. We'll do it one more time. We've got.
I kind of was talking to her.
Oh. He's reminding me.
Morning show.
Oh, yes. Oh,
to
go.
To have him on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is a given, but you know.
Oh, yeah. We'll call and remind you.
Yeah.
No, we won't have to.
And the Rosarian thing. That's exciting.
That's going to be fun.
That's
well,
fun.
You know,
you're going to love it. You're going to be knighted.
When I was, you know, this big, they were Rosarians.
Right.
1912.
Oh, yeah.
And,
they.
And
oh,
it's
yeah.
like, it's always like a myth, a thing, the reachable
right.
because you really have to be very wealthy to be involved
in the Rosarians.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
You have to be a doctor.
This is awesome.
Well, that's so
icon.
Exciting. Well, it should be awesome, and I hope they didn't take offense to the fact that they've been driving, they've been dressing in drag for years. So,
what did you say?
I will never be asked to be a Rosarian. But I thought that was a lovely gesture. After all, you've been. You were Rose Festival. Wasn't he Masters?
I was a Grand Marshal of the Starlight.
Grand Marshal, that's right. So, well, we'll look for everything. We're going to be, and we'll plug it. So, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Darcel. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Helen. Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then, wow.
That was something else,
really
wasn't it?
Exciting, wasn't it?
I was tingling. Yeah. I couldn't stop tingling after that interview. Yeah.
He is not an ordinary guy, and he's led an extraordinary life. What an amazing story.
And it just keeps going. He just keeps his adventures and his kindness.
Right.
He takes care of that block that they're on.
Oh.
Did you know that?
Oh no, I didn't know.
Oh yeah.
That.
He provides a lot for that for the block that he's on because of those
a lot of homeless people.
Well, he has those very cheap hotels right next door to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say the name of it, but there's one right next door, there's one on the other side of the street. There's all these that area has right. fought and he's fought to keep it in that spot. And not to have, you know, people come in and move them out because mm-hmm. he believes in them. He takes care of them.
Yeah, you can see that he's got that kind of a kind heart that he's always thinking about other people.
I'm so glad we got to interview him. That just makes my
That was just
we should have just left the mic on because afterwards we got to hear even more.
Yeah, stories. The stories that he told.
He asked about Art and I about what we did, that we were stand-up comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it just triggered the fact that how many shows we've done, because I asked him, I said, did you ever keep track of how many shows?
Right, and yeah.
And I started thinking about how many shows we've done.
Right.
And I thought, when do you miss a show?
Right. Well, I've missed a number over the years. I've canceled because I was sick.
Right.
I've written the date down wrong twice.
I missed a ship. That's not a good thing. Yeah, not a good thing.
No, that's
no. That
end
really,
of the ship thing.
That pretty much ended that career. Mm-hmm. But I've missed a show. I've had shows postponed
mm-hmm.
by my strong will.
Right.
Going up the gorge with 3 inches of ice.
Yeah.
And told them. Let's postpone it.
Well, and yet, because nobody's going to show up for that show anyhow.
Nobody wants to go out of their house. Why
no,
would you want to
I just
do something
did that
like?
This winter yeah. up in Gig Harbor, or no, somewhere up there in the peninsula. I was supposed to go do that castle show.
Oh, yeah, Port Townsend.
Yeah, that haunted place.
And they had all that snow.
And they canceled too. It's like, well, okay.
Yeah.
But then I had to cancel again because I was sick the next time. No,
you were really sick. You were there. Really sick, though.
Oh, 103 temperature. And
that's. Like, you can't move on that kind of thing. You can't.
No, there's no way. I couldn't drive across the block, let alone 4 hours.
Why don't
hours.
You tell him what he told us though, when we were talking about canceling shows?
Who? Darcel?
Darcel.
I don't remember. That's why.
Oh.
I remember talking about it. What did he tell
well,
you?
Well, we were talking, and Helen said, she says, "Have you canceled a show?" She asked him. She goes, "You've never canceled a show, has it?" And his partner died. His right. partner of 47 years.
Right, yeah.
Passed away.
The one he left his wife for.
Right. And they yeah. were together no. all that time.
Just, yeah, real lifelong
and
love, yeah.
He passed away in the driveway.
Right.
I think they were in the car, and he passed away.
And
it was at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, my God.
And Darcel was on stage at 8 o'clock that night.
I just couldn't. I don't see how.
And his response was because I've experienced that. I've experienced mm-hmm. death during a show. We both have. Mine was, I've had it twice.
Mm.
Once you held it away from me, you didn't tell me.
Right.
And the other one was a family member, but I didn't know how he could do that. I mean that just blew my mind. And he
right.
said, "How could I not?" He said, "I."
That's right.
I
yeah.
don't. That's I don't.
He needed
I don't,
it.
He needed to be there. He needed yeah. to be among the people that loved him, and among, everything he'd built.
Right.
And he needed to put that wig on. He needed to put that dress on, and mm-hmm. he needed to go out, and get love from that audience. And I thought,
yeah.
Well, that's a really healthy thing. I don't know how many people could do that.
That's right. He said, "What am I going to just stay home and feel sad?" And
yeah.
You know.
I had no choice. There was no way I could step on stage. I mean,
right.
it was just,
yeah.
I was just devastated.
And I remember
I'm sure
finding
he was,
out,
not to say that he wasn't devastated and
right.
he grieved in his own way and obviously for a very long time. But
yeah. Well, the point is, this is a person who I had to do that. Even a short episode, I got to do it once. This is a person who has the most extraordinary life to tell, the most stories that are just unbelievable.
And we didn't even tap into it. We hardly.
Yeah, there wasn't just not enough time. He had a show to do that night, and I didn't want to hold him up any more than an hour.
The amount of people that have reached out to him and that he's touched.
Ah, it's incredible, isn't
and
it?
And he takes pictures at the doorway of with everybody that comes in that door.
Huh.
Every night he stands there and greets every single patron that comes through that door and takes pictures with them.
Yep.
And then sells them back to him. But
well, it seems like it's all coming back to roost now. All this giving that he's done to the community, now he's being honored on so many levels by he's becoming a royal Rosarian.
Watch it. Easy.
Not a Rotarian, a Rosarian.
Not a Rotarian.
Rotary Club. It's not Rotary Club. It's the Rosarians.
Rosarian.
The ones with the white gloves, and he'll like, man,
I
can do better than
the
white.
And the cape.
And the cape. Mm-hmm. I know. He's being honored by them. He's being honored by the Historical Society for his costumes. He's being honored with a book, a musical. He's in a movie by Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, documentary. And his documentary's out.
You know, you live a life like that, and you give that much, it comes back to you.
But the coolest thing, he's got a coloring book. We talked about that.
Of all that, the coolest thing.
I know, the coloring book. That's the coolest thing in the world. I want a coloring book.
Oh, me too.
Aaron, I want a coloring book.
We should do a Stop Me If I've Heard This coloring book. What do you think?
I think so. We could do all kinds of different things, I guess. We could just do our food.
It'd have to be the food layout.
It'd have to be the food layout.
No, it'd have to be us with a handkerchief clearing our throats. Answering the door when it, you know,
when the
doorbell
and
rings.
And the phone. It should be a sound. We need sound. We need something with a sound. Anyway, it was a wonderful, wonderful day.
It was an amazing day. And
we can't thank him enough. And we just wanted to sit down and
reflect. And for Helen making it possible.
Helen Raptus is without a doubt. If there is a queen of Portland, she's the queen of Portland.
She definitely is. Yeah.
She just, she reaches out and just helps whoever and whatever.
Yeah, she's just
is
a beam
need.
Of light, man. She's such positive energy and
such a terrific person.
So happy to
and
have
we're
her friendship.
We'll have her back just to sit and giggle with
it
her.
It wasn't enough to.
No.
It was all about Darcelle, and she knew that. But, you know, she's got stories, too.
Oh.
And we got to have her back again and hear some more stories.
Right, exactly. So, thanks a lot, though. That was a great. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
Everybody, hope you enjoyed that last interview. And, we're not sure what we're going to do next, but there'll be something.
And don't forget to subscribe. We're just having such a great time. We're
For
not
the
going
love
away.
Of God.
Just subscribe.
It's
hit
not
the button.
Hard.
It doesn't,
it
cost,
doesn't
you money.
Cost you
money.
All that's going to happen is you're going to get reminders on your phone that said, hey, there's another episode available. That's all.
And all you we're have to do is swipe left, delete.
We're not going to hound you with phone calls.
But it helps us attract real advertisers,
right? Exactly,
and so that we can build this and really have some great fun with it. We're
speaking
having
of which,
great, we're having a great time with it right now. But
speaking of which, the previous episode was brought to you by Mr. Moisture, the water condensation and collecting system that's so quiet and so gradual, it'll leave you wondering whose idea was this? Is this a joke? And what are these little black specks at the bottom? Well, rest assured, every Mr. Moisture unit comes with the same 100% guarantee that if you bought it, you keep it. Get ready to be amazed and confused with Mr. Moisture. Put a little mystery in your moisture. That's going to keep coming until we get enough subscribers.
Please, Jesus. So please subscribe.
Just be warned.
Thanks a lot.